Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Brad Marchand was back at the Garden. The Bruins were back at the Garden. At least one of them played well, and it certainly wasn't the Bruins. Brad Marchand, a pair of assists in a 4-3 Panthers victory, as predicted by Dan Ball. Although it may have been more competitive than our buddy Dan Ball had predicted, it still ended the same way, with an L. And the Bruins need to thank the Lord that teams like San Jose and Calgary exist so that someone can have a longer losing streak than their five right now, because they're a bad hockey team.
That was the overlooked element of last night's game. Aside from wherever between like the locker room and the ice, Marco Sturm said to Swayman, hey, try not to cough up the momentum twice tonight, kid.
He blows.
Can we just have the forum? I am ready for the referendum. Jeremy Swayman kind of stinks.
Yeah, the new human is still the same goalie.
He has no clutch. You give up a goal, like, you come through this emotional. If you're going to give up a goal early, better give it up to Marchand, otherwise GTFO. This emotional pregame ceremony, the Garden, dare I say, Andy, save for tonight. Probably should have asked this yesterday on the show, but I'll ask it now. Do we think that that's probably the most emotional the Garden is going to be for the next several months? I believe. Until Tatum's return, that's the noisiest the Garden will be.
Until Tatum returns, I think you will get a good buzz. But even the Tatum return could be weird.
That pop's going to be huge.
I'm not sure.
Is it? What do you mean?
If you're like 20 and 47 at the time, I'm not
sure.
You
think he's coming back in March?
I don't know what
it is. Andy.
But if they suck as a team when he returns, it's going to be a little weird. But yes, it was very emotional.
What happened? I thought we were going to start off and we were going to be excited about the fact that Marchand was back and that, you know, it's a disappointment the team fell on their face, but it's not just everybody's fault. Swayman. And then the Celtics.
Well, it's everybody's fault. Okay. It's not just Swayman. I like to beat up on Swayman as much as anybody.
The defense faltered when they needed him most.
They had a loose puck in front of him where two guys were like, you going to get that? No, you going to get that? And the Panther was like, I'll get that. It was awful. I've watched some bad girls high really school volleyball, up. And early on, girls have a tendency to be timid, and the ball just drops between two girls that are like, oh, you're not going to hit that?
But that's like outfield in Little League, where no one knows how to say,
Little League.
Mine, I got it. Yeah,
this
Little
is
League.
The National Hockey League. These are supposedly the best hockey players on the planet.
The best of the best. Miramar,
and they're supposedly well-coached. I'm starting to not be sure whether I feel bad for my guy, Marco Sturm, whether he's in over his head a little bit early in this first
season. Quick question.
Season.
I just want to know, how many my guys do you have on the Bruins?
Zadorov, Sturm. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, okay.
I got a short list on the Bruins.
I think the show just wants to keep track.
Kastelic, he did fight a leprechaun. So that might get him the third spot on the list. I try to have three with every team. I feel like that's a good solid list on every team.
You liked Khuznudinov after they brought him in last year, but that might have been more a pronunciation thing. You just like that you got his name right.
You can't have more than three. Yeah. I think, can we set a show rule? You're not allowed to have more than three my guys on a team.
I'm sure Andy will follow that.
And if you want to add one, you got to bump somebody off the list. That's the way it goes. Like Dion sounds in the Hall of Fame, Super Hall of Fame.
Sounds like a weekly segment. Who's on the my guy list? Anyway, Jeremy Swayman. You can't give up a goal 1 minute in after that emotional return to Brad Marchand, and the freaking Garden is on fire. And then I don't know. Yes, your defense it sucked out loud at the end as well, but like, try to find a way to get in front. I don't know. Do something. Just, you know, you're get it. You're one of the highest paid goalies in hockey. Get in front of the puck. Be on alert. You got 43 seconds to get to overtime, and then all bets are off.
And where are we on his playing personality, his style? Because he feels like to me he's going down a road of he's like the thinking man's goalie and technique and all these things. And we were just talking about this before the show. Sometimes don't you like a good old goalie? Like, I don't know, the example around here would be Tim Thomas that just like
throws
himself in front of the puck, flails to do whatever it takes, the cliche stand on his head. Don't you feel like Swayman? You know my little theory? I'd rather hit it into the woods and crush it than like hit it straight down the middle.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
I think Swayman is absolutely a straight-down-the-middle guy. Like, I want my technique to look good and whatever. I don't care whether I stop the puck as long as I look like I'm a technically sound goalie.
Our pal, Tom Curran, who appears with us every Thursday at 3:30, once said there's nothing wrong with pulling out the three-wood and just hitting a 200-something down the fairway. Don't have to win the big drive contest because that gets you ultimately across the goal line, into the end zone, the W column. Come on.
Yeah, no, I'd rather grip it and rip it, and I wish sometimes your goalie of the Boston Bruins would take that mentality to stopping the puck. Just do whatever it takes to stop the puck, because he did not do that last night. And it sucks when you suck, and the highlight of the night is the video they play on the big board and people crying and cheering for a guy who doesn't play for you anymore. And you're right, it does suck when you give up a goal 1 minute into the first period, and I liked the series. 2 minutes into the second period, he also gave up a goal. But
yeah,
the one thing this Bruins team has, they suck.
Resilience.
Dan Ball was right. Yes, they fight. They're going to fight to the finish. It's going to be a loss, but like they're going to get punched. You know that Rocky thing? Get back up, get punched again. They don't have much punch to them. It's not how hard they can hit back, but they'll get up.
Dare I say, it ain't about how hard you can hit, but about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
They can get hit. They take hits and they make it close,
or
and then they lose.
Scoring after Swayman gives up a goal,
and it's frustrating right now, early in the season, because that 3-0 start no one saw coming.
Nope.
People like me were like, "Wait, are they better than Dan Ball says?" Was Dan Ball being a wet blanket throughout the offseason? And now I have to say, Dan Ball was not a wet blanket. Dan Ball, how's Penn State hockey doing? Do we need to start? Do I need to order some streaming service where I can watch Penn State hockey games?
Yeah, Big Ten Plus is surprisingly expensive.
Is it really? Is it like,
yeah,
is it Nesson Gold expensive?
It's somewhere from ESPN Plus to Nesson 360.
By the way, have you copyrighted your name so that that way every time Andy Hart uses your full name on the show, you get like a dollar?
I feel like I need to at this point because I'd be rich beyond my wildest beliefs.
I'm with the Twitch chat. Rather be golfing 95, of course. That's twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Tim Thomas ruined Bruins fans' expectations for goalies, I swear. Kind of did, because he was so spectacular in 2011.
What?
He's the standard by which we will always compare them.
Okay. So, like, were we not ruined by Tom Brady?
Yes, we are.
Are we not excited about the current quarterback and saying he's doing things we've never seen? Meet the challenge. Meet the expectations.
Do it for longer than seven games.
Who's supposed to be better right now, Swayman or Drake May?
Drake May.
No.
Yes.
Swayman. He just signed a long-term, massive money contract as a legit. You don't have to debate. He signed a contract that was supposed to make him a top five goalie.
Mm-hmm.
And yet Drake May is living up to the standard in New England of Tom Brady. In fact, you know what he did this week? He said, "Hey, Stacey James, can you give me a Sharpie? I want to cross Brady off one of these lines here and put my name there."
Long way to go.
I'm not going to blame Tim Thomas for ruining goalies. You know who's ruining my desire to watch goalies?
Who's
Swayman.
That? Okay.
I don't want to watch him anymore. He's not very good. But the worst part is we're just relegated to not even talking about the game last night, because the Bruins right now stink, and we're left to talk about Brad Marchand crying. Why'd it go south? Does he have regrets? Does he want to come back and work for the team? All of these weird things.
Is he moving back to New England?
Is this the most emotional return? Or are we going to rank it with Ray Bourque and Roger Clemens and Tom Brady's of the world? That's what really sucks.
I think this was maybe the most emotional.
Did you cry?
No, I did not.
Did Rich Keefe cry? Because he's kind of our barometer at the station. He's a known crier.
I'm going to guess that he didn't cry about Brad Marchand.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Isn't
that's
it funny,
guess.
Though? They're both criers.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they're so similar, that's why they butted heads and had a feud. Because opposites bang, similars bang heads.
Yeah.
I said the same thing about you and Karabas. I just happen to be drastically wrong.
But where does this rank? Like, we were spitballing this a little bit yesterday, and we never talked about it on the air. You got Roger Clemens, obviously. Mm-hmm. You got Tom Brady, obviously. And You got Patriots actually have a few. Adam Vinatieri was an interesting one where it was the pregame cheers, the in-game boos kind of thing.
Ray Bourque, 2001. Thank God David Ortiz never came back in anyone else's uniform. Nomar did at one point.
But his reputation had been sullied by that.
It hadn't, but it's not that his reputation had been sullied. He just wasn't as relevant as he used to be.
Right, but people didn't like him as much, even though he wasn't as good.
I feel like actually winning, because I think he didn't come back until he had an Oakland A's uniform on in 2008. By that point, the Red Sox had won two World Series. So everyone was like, you know what? I can go back to appreciating Nomar as opposed to holding him accountable for any of our failures.
I mean, the measuring stick for me visually will always be Clemens because of the walk off the mound, stare up at Duquette. People kind of didn't already like Duquette. There were already questions like, I don't know whose side I'm on this little personal feud here. Now, we didn't get that last night. There was no, like, Brad Marchand stares at the box with Cam Neely and company up there.
No, because I don't think he holds the same grudge. Like, Roger Clemens was told that he was in the twilight of his career. Nobody in Bruins management or ownership had the gall or stones to say, Brad Marchand's in the twilight of his career. Like, Duquette literally said. Yeah, but that's an insult. You don't think that's an insult to a competitor?
Yeah, no, I don't think there was the personal, but Brad Marchand, and we have some audio. Let's, Stiz, you have that audio from Brad Marchand ready in between periods after the first intermission. Steve Levy asked him, and I don't know, was it Steve Levy? I don't know, it was the ESPN broadcast, asked him about having some regret with the way things went down. And there's a little bit of a Craig Breslow-ness to this answer. There's a lot of words kind of going in different directions. But let me know what you think about the emotion of the negotiations and the departure.
Do I wish that, you know, at times, I guess I would say that I think if we went back, I think both sides would have done things differently. I think is how I would say. I think I let my emotions handle some aspects of the negotiations that maybe I would have done differently if I go back, but I wouldn't go back.
So
I wouldn't go back.
He would do things differently, but he wouldn't go back.
No, so what he's saying is, I'm glad I made the decision I made, because obviously he had a really good time and two cups. But
and he got a 6-year extension?
Yeah, how many years of that does he play?
Three.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's, I mean, he got...
Because Brady played three when he left.
Even he said he didn't expect at the time to re-sign with the Panthers, and then all of a sudden they gave him this deal and figured out how to maximize...
Five and a quarter in Florida is pretty much $7 million in Boston.
Plus, it's guaranteed for 6 years. It's not like 3 years.
Well, if you retire, you don't get it. But.
Like, he's going to get his money. Like, he'll hang on. I would hang on.
Plus, if you're in Florida down there, do you have any idea how many, like, Publix market ads he's probably doing? I'm sure he's a stud.
Oh, he probably is. He's got some charisma to him, but the emotion of it is what I find curious. So, like, he's so emotional. He has regrets, but wouldn't do anything any differently. It's like he would take a serpentine route. He's still going to get to the same point where he plays for the Florida Panthers and wins the Stanley Cup, but maybe he handles the in-between a little bit differently. I don't know. I still think, and is there blame to be thrown around? Like, do you blame the Bruins that Brad Marchand is showing up in a Panthers uniform to play the Bruins at the Garden with a cup in hand? Is that on the Bruins? Is that do you have blame in your heart for how that ended?
I do not.
Let me guess. You're just going to say, well, people just go their separate ways.
What's so wrong with that?
Because I blame somebody all the time.
Of course you do.
There's always a 51-49 blame.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
It's like when, you know, car insurance, the accidents, like somebody's got to be 51% responsible. So they make somebody, you know, and your insurance is going
all,
through the roof.
They're all such thing. There are such things as like no fault divorces, no fault accidents. Like these things actually exist in our modern society.
There's fault here. And I fault actually Brad Marchand.
You do?
Yeah, I think if he wanted to play for the Bruins forever, he could have played for the Bruins forever. You wanted your
But why do you have to accept that word? Tom Brady should not have accepted a $13 or $15 million contract. Get out of here with
that. Well, Tom Brady, I didn't think wanted to play for the Patriots forever. He reached the point where he flat out didn't. I think even to the very
end. He would have if he was paid what he was owed, what he deserved, what he had earned, then he would have played his career.
I'm not so sure about that. I think he had such animosity for Bill Belichick at the end, and it was so not fun to go to work. Remember all the Giselles, like they just need to appreciate him and all that. I think it had already
Johnny effing Foxborough.
The damage had been done, my friend, to steal from another Patriots controversy.
Spygate 2, the revenge.
I think it was broken where I think Marchand wanted to be here, but he wanted his money. And in the end, those two just didn't.
And wow, an organization like the Bruins that was notoriously stingy and didn't reward the veteran?
That said, I think it's good for the Boston Bruins that this happened. They started the rebuild.
Yeah.
They tore it down. We're going to have a bad year. Let's all just accept. Can we say it together? We're going to have a bad year. The Bruins are not going to be
good. How much better would they be? Legitimately, how much better would they be if he was on the team?
Incrementally.
Yeah.
You but, might
but
sneak
not
in
Stanley
as the eighth
Cup-ish.
Seed.
Yeah.
No.
No.
So you're just sort of stretching out the mediocre period before you start to figure it out, turn it around.
Yeah.
And we don't even know what was going on behind the scenes because I stick with my guy Keefe. My guy Keefe, I think, has the best sources in the hockey business when it comes to the Bruins. And that whole idea
was
that
it was
a mess.
Deal.
It was a mess behind the scenes because they fired their coach and they traded their captain.
So we tried to spin as a positive, you know, remember back a couple, a little while ago, remember they were 3-0 and everyone was like, wow, this Bruins team is pluckier than we thought.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Guilty as charged.
Remember we discussed it as
they're suckier than we thought.
David Pastrnak, he's really growing now. And the best way for him to grow is to not have Brad Marchand by his side, but to become his own hockey player. That can still be true. But Marchand being on the team would not make the Bruins that much better by any stretch.
No. And then where are you going as you age and you're expensive and you don't have room and you can't make moves? And again, I'm not saying they're tanking because I don't think they'll tank. I don't think Cam Neely. We used to have this conversation with Belichick. He'll never oversee a tank. It's not in his DNA, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I know, because he had the perfect chance in 2020 to sell the farm, tank, and restock for 2021, Buffalo Bills style. Did he? No, he did not.
Yes, Dan Ball.
They spent too much money this offseason for this to be resembling a tanking. Unfortunately, they just built a really terrible roster.
I like Morgan Geeky. That kid deserves a
break.
Yeah,
good player. I'm just talking this offseason specifically. Like, he was a good acquisition. They got a couple good players sprinkled around
and they have
a whole
guys,
bunch of crap.
Yeah, you can like. There's guys on any team you can, especially if you're a fan, right? Because we're all fans. You turn on the game and you watch it, you're kind of ranking them and you're like, which guy do I like? Somebody's on my screen with the puck or playing D or whatever. Which guy do I like? Which guy do I not like? They're going to have guys you like. They're also going to have really highly paid guys that you probably don't like and would prefer weren't on the team making as much money as the Swayman. I'm talking to you. I'm not
going
to
say, why don't you just come out and say his name?
617-779-7937. What did you think of Brad Marchand's return to the Garden? The end result was not great, but it was an emotional night. And I admit I was booing and also thought it was pretty cool when they played the video and he teared up. It was an emotional moment for him and for the crowd at the Garden. Where does it rank in your all-time Boston sports returns? Roger Clemens, Tom Brady, Brad Marchand, and others. What did you think about the emotion of the night compared to those guys coming back? At 2:30, up next, we're going to talk to Chris Mannix about the Boston Celtics. It's opening night at the Garden. Is Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and the rest ready? Are they a playoff team? Where will they finish? How is this going to look? The new run-and-gun Celtics, all that and more. Up next with Chris Mannix. But first, we have Dan Ball with What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. The Patriots return to the practice field this afternoon. New England returns home to host the Cleveland Browns this Sunday at 1 o'clock. The Patriots are riding a 5-game win streak against the Browns and are 5-0 all-time versus Cleveland at Gillette Stadium. Pats linebacker Kalon Chaisson has been named the AFC Defensive Player of the Week for his Week 7 performance, recording 2 sacks with a fumble recovered for a touchdown. This is his first career Player of the Week award and the team's first on defense since 2022. From around the NFL, the Vikings are sticking with quarterback Carson Wentz for at least one more week, with coach Kevin O'Connell citing a short week of preparation before Minnesota plays on Thursday night in Los Angeles against the Chargers. Meanwhile, Jaden Daniels will miss his team's game on Monday night in Kansas City. Marcus Mariota will start for the Commanders, and Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson returned to practice for the first time following his September 28th hamstring injury. The Bruins lost to Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers last night at TD Garden. The final score was 4-3. Marchand was named the first star of the game after recording 2 assists. Boston has now lost 5 games in a row. Per WEEI Scott McLaughlin, the Bruins have placed defenseman Jordan Harris on injured reserve and recalled Mike Callahan. Harris was walking with a limp during the postgame last night. And the Celtics tip off their season tonight when they host the Philadelphia 76ers. Tip-off is at 7:30. Jaylen Brown is listed as questionable for tonight's game, while Jason Tatum has, of course, been ruled out. Celtics CEO and alternate governor Wick Grosbeck joined the Greg Hill Show this morning and had this to say about Tatum's potential return.
Everybody knows exactly what's going to happen. We're not going to ever ask him to come back. We're assuming he's not coming back, and we're not even going to have any discussions about it.
Meanwhile, Paul George, Jared McCain, and Trendon Watford have all been ruled out by the 76ers for tonight. Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.